Yes, Nina.
Hey, can you talk to Stephanie Ackerson and Tracy Tidwell in regards to a question about the hospitalization on the 9th? She said she talked to Alberto and she was hoping that she would be paid up until 10, because that's when her shift ends, but the client wasn't discharged from the hospital until 6 a.m. the following morning. So they just got some clarification of questions about that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank
you. So they hospitalized on
Wednesday 7/9.
On Wednesday 7/9.
At 7,
I
see 7, that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I had cut the shift off, and I put 7 to 10 just to put the EIM there.
So she was hospitalized at 7 p.m.?
They said that she was in the emergency room the whole time until she didn't get a room or anything. She just was treated and then released at 6 a.m. the following morning.
Let's see. Keystone, there's a small chance I could look it up. Hold on 1 second. I may not have to talk to them.
Okay.
Because if it's already in Navinet, then
mm-hmm.
I have times for everything, and it'll tell us what the actual story was in the hospitalization. Otherwise, I need the discharge paperwork. That's the short version, but hold on just a tick. I'm going to see what we can pull from the system. Select, yes, group name, paste, view PDF. Let's see if it's viewable. No, she's Keystone VIP. I can't see anything. So I need the discharge paper. But like, if she was in the ER the entire time, if the caregiver was with her the entire time, theoretically speaking, we get paid.
She said that she was there until 10.
Until 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
And so it would depend on when the admission happened then.
Yeah, because she drove her and got to the hospital at 7 p.m.
If she was with her until 10, you probably could pay her till 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say to pay her till 10. Worst case scenario, they do a partial denial. But I would just pay her till 10.
So when should I put the hospitalization on the 10th? But she was discharged at 6 a.m.
So here, I'll fix it now. No, you could still do it the same day because here, let me just put this in. 10 p.m. shift. Wait a second. The shift goes till 10.
The shift goes until 10.
Shift goes till 10. So then do 22, and then you just put here. I'll do it. This is the shift is until, and then this you do 22. It doesn't really matter. You could even do a shift 22 to 22. It's just for EIM. Here, look at the schedule now.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
I see it. 22 to 22. Okay, all right.
See what I did?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll let them know.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
Yep.